Our announcements.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Well, welcome to church today. Put your hands up if you're happy to be here. Amen. Just checking them all, making sure they're all up. All right, so here we go. If you want to give today, remember, we love it when you do. There's an offering box you can put your tithes in, and another way to give through the e-transfers using the church's email address, all one word, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Children's Nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday School for ages 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. Now, youth group this week is on Wednesday, 7 till 8:30 here at the church. The big announcement today is on December 10th. Everybody know what's going on December 10th?
It's next Sunday.
All right, we're having our Christmas party, and it's going to be right after church, and it's going to be a potluck lunch. Don't anybody bring pot, though. Just lunch. So, you guys are fast. Everyone is encouraged to wear their best or their worst Christmas-themed attire to church that day. So anything along the lines of the ugly Christmas sweaters, you guys all seen them. Anybody have one? Lewis? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ernie? All right. We'll be looking for that. Antlers, elf outfits, Santa hats, and even Christmas pajamas. So discussion with Wayne, he's talking about wearing his onesie. So I want to be here for that.
Good for him.
Bring your camera. So you got to be in fashion like Wayne. So there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. We encourage you to bring your favorite dish of food and your wife, and with enough for your family and some to share. So this is a great opportunity to invite your friends and your family to join you for church and a Christmas lunch and to be able to see Wayne in a onesie. Now, at the end of the service today, if you want prayer, I got to ask this question. How many of you need prayer?
Everybody should.
Well, quite a bit of you, but I don't see the lineups at the end. So there will be people stationed here in the back corner of the church to pray with you. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered, there I am with you. So he'll be there. You just got to show up. Take advantage of that. Last announcement is that it's our first Advent reading right away.
Morning, everyone. I don't know if you can hear me. There's no feedback, so I have no way of knowing if you can hear. My name is Taylor, and this is my wife, Rebecca, and it's a privilege to be a part of this. So I'll begin reading. Today we begin our celebration of Advent. On these four Sundays leading up to Christmas, we will rejoice in the great gift that is ours in Jesus Christ. To help us celebrate, we'll be lighting the candles of the Advent wreath. The candles signify that Jesus is the light of the world. The evergreens remind us that he is life and brings life to us. All these are arranged in a circle because life in Christ has no end. Each Sunday, we will light an additional candle. Then on Christmas Eve, we will light all the candles, including the center one, the Christ candle. As we do, we will rejoice that Christ has come to us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. On this first Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of hope. Hope is our assurance that God will finish all he has started. Hope is our confidence that he will do all he has promised. All the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is our hope, today and forever. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thank God for this gift. Two wonderful words. And if you bow your heads and pray with me. Jesus, we thank you that our hope is not based on external treasures, money, popularity, power, or appearance. What you offer is much deeper, and it lasts forever. We place our hope in you, because you do not change, and you can fulfill the things you say you can. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that our hope is safe with you. Amen.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still. Yeah. What holds your heart? What stirs your soul? What matters come to mind? The cares you keep, the thoughts you think, it's not all wasted time.
Through the day.
Amen. So good. He is our hope. Before you guys greet each other, I have one more announcement. Spontaneous. Sorry, Lewis. I just want to say there is somebody very special in my life who's here today, who's having a special day. I feel really compelled to publicly, acknowledge and just build up Lisa. She is one of my favorite people on the planet. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna get sentimental. It's her birthday today, by the way, so make sure you say hi to Lisa and happy birthday. But I think Lisa is amazing because she really exemplifies like what love is in action. She's so generous and so kind. Like, I don't think anybody who knows Lisa could think of any way that she has not enriched your life. Just being around her is just so life-giving. So happy birthday, Lisa. I love you. Okay, go ahead and greet each other. Kids, you're free to go to Sunday school.
Distracted on there.
I'm like that too.
My wife's like, you never go to any kind of social gathering with me with my wife because she doesn't know people, because I'll just start mingling and then she's left by herself. Like every time I get like distracted and people. Huh? My wife? Oh yes, she is. She's very very dynamic. She's an introvert but very dynamic. Just got to get her out there. We're trying something new with my kid. He tried to storm the stage last week. Yeah, he got all the way up to the top actually. So we're gonna try with an iPad to see if he'll play a game. And so I'm not really for that, but you know what? We gotta try something new here. We're not winning. He's two in a bit now. Mom has to take him to the nursery as soon as the music starts. So I don't want my mom to be missing church every week too, so we gotta figure something out. Yes. Yes. That is very weird. Like, I moved from BC when I was 17, and I've come back and knowing kids when they were 4, and now they're 18, 19, and I'm like, yeah, I seen this one girl, I knew her when she literally was like this, and I went and saw her dad last summer, and she's driving like a big loner, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, I seen it when you were 4, like, and she's out there ripping around in this thing. I'm like, oh man, people grow up quick.
When I was 8, my grandmother was brought up by them.
Yeah.
Bought me an old pump organ that was 200 years old at the time.
Okay.
And you gotta
pump it as you're playing?
Kettle, oh. Get the air in it and play. And it just never stops. I wore it, and then the straps wore out.
Yeah.
And we go like that. So I went to her truck and I took her seat belts out and I sewed them onto my. She goes, where are my seat belts? And I said, oh, I put them on my old organ. She goes, oh, well, that's all right. She says, just keep playing. Just keep playing. She didn't care about her seat belts at all.
That's funny. Bad. That's actually pretty funny.
And she used to drive around in this old Courier. 1970 or something, a little tiny little truck called Rustbot.
Yeah.
Go around helping people, bringing them food and every day, just doing something for somebody. She used to drag me around with her.
Do some learning on you.
I wasn't allowed to leave the yard till I was 16.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
morning. So for the next week, the Christmas party, we just encourage people to bring main dish and that they like, and then a dessert or a vegetable. Dave, am I understanding right that your family's main dish is pot? Is that what you're trying to say? Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. You all heard that. This morning, we'll be using Psalm 86 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, hear the words of David in Psalm 86, 8 to 10. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you can do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you. They will praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come express your devotion and love for this amazing and wonderful God that we serve. Thank you, God, that you truly, unconditionally love us. In confession, we hear the words in verse 11 that say, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so I might honor you." Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures to pursue his truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thanksgiving, our hearts overflow with the words in verse 12 and 13. With all my heart, I'll praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give glory to your name forever. For your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. We are children drenched in the love of God. How has this love marked your life this week? In thanksgiving, let us bring these incidences before our God. Thank you, God, that you're ever moving toward us and pursuing us. Supplication. Listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers in verse 5 and 7. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there an urgency in your request for help? Perhaps this urgency is on behalf of someone else. God is closely listening, ready to answer. Let's bring a request before him now. Pray for Wilfred and Monique, for Will and Martha's family, for Ernie, Corrine and Kevin, for Evelyn and Leona, for Gloria and Jerry, for Faith, for Tammy's family, for Corrine and Isaac, Shannon and Cam, Brian and Rita, for Janice and Greg. Some of the places around the world, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Sudan, Afghanistan, Israel, Gaza, we pray for peace. For Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our country. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too great for us to carry, we give these to you, our good and loving God, who knows us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
his mother's arms. Song on the horizon, ringing through the heavens. A long-awaited savior, come to set the captives free. Come to set the captives free. Started in a